Well, hello, hello, guys, and you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and I am so glad you decided to tune into the podcast today. Today on the podcast, I'm going to teach you all about the science of stem cells and stem cell growth factors, and I'm really delighted to be interviewing one of the representatives from the Lifeline Company. This company is doing some revolutionary things with stem cell growth factors. They're one of the first companies to patent, reproduce, and create products derived from human stem cells. And these are pluripotent stem cells, meaning they don't come from embryologic tissue that's fetal tissue. They come from cells that have been tricked to turn into stem cells. And the science of that is rather complicated, so I'm glad that we're going to have a little discussion about it, because I feel that you guys are very susceptible to being tricked by false advertising. I know, I see it all the time. I find it really irritating when I'm shopping at Sephora and I see products that are labeled as containing stem cell growth factors, and then you read more closely and it says plant stem cell growth factors, and then you read and it says apples. Well, we are not apples, and I doubt that apple stem cells are going to assist in anti-aging for human cells of the face. But we can dive deeper into the science of that, and I want you guys to ask all your questions. And with no further ado, I would love to start talking to our Lifeline representative. So can you tell me a little bit about the company Lifeline and the products that you make?
In 2007, a female scientist wanted to do research on diabetes because her daughter had diabetes. And she wanted to do it on stem cells, but she wanted to do it on non-embryonic because she was very religious and ethical. So she came up with a world patent doing research with UCLA to trigger a donor egg into fertilization using a chemical bath without any sign of life. And the result was a perfect pluripotent stem cell that was packed with growth factors and enzymes and peptides. That could be used in research, and initially that's what it was used for international stem cell, and we still use it for research. We're in phase two clinical studies for Parkinson's disease with Duke University, so these pluripotent stem cells are actually used to find cures for degenerative diseases. And in 2010, the same scientists who work on finding cures for stroke and diabetes and Parkinson's found out that, of course, the pluripotent stem cells had incredible results and potential in skincare. And that's where Lifeline Skincare was born. It's a domestic company out of Carlsbad. We have scientists on the East Coast and scientists in Carlsbad who work on the line, as well as really finding cures for diseases. And all the profits from the skincare go back into medical research. So it's a really cool company. It's a biotech company, and it was started by a woman, duh. All the profits from skincare go back into research. We're doing cornea replacement in India, as I said, phase two at Duke University for Parkinson's. So it's a very cool company culture, and it was started by a female scientist. And Lifeline is the skincare line that came from that, and that's why I'm here today.
There is so much talk about stem cell technology, and every product I feel at Sephora throws the word stem cell into their advertising,
yeah,
which is so not legitimate.
It's not.
So if you're a consumer out there, what do you look for to be sure that you're getting an actual real stem cell growth factor? And patients should be clear to understand that when you get a skincare product that says the word stem cells on it, you're not getting actual stem cells. You're not getting anything injected into you. You're not getting human components. There are no stem cells that are actually in these skincare products, but it's the growth factors secreted by the stem cells that are placed on the surface of the skin, right?
Right. So it gets confusing because there's so many different, the fibroblast, the stem cells from the fibroblast and the bone marrow, and it gets really confusing. And what this is, they take the stem cell and they extract all the growth factors, the proteins, mm-hmm. the enzymes. And it's a domestic company in Carlsbad, California. Mm-hmm. And the scientists, what they do is they wrap it in a nanosphere. Mm-hmm. And through sonification, they micronize it because it's large molecules, so the delivery won't be good. So through the micronization, you get the small molecule delivery. So the nanosphere stabilizes stem cells, and the sonification makes them small enough to get into the skin. So that's how they stabilize them and put them in the skincare. And it's a world patent, so nobody else is doing it. So it's got the same strength as a pluripotent embryonic stem cell, but it's non-embryonic. So it's a clean, perfect stem cell. It was really interesting. I was at a benefit for pancreatitis. I didn't know horrible disease that is. And the scientists were talking about pluripotent stem cells and taking a diseased stem cell and reversing it back to clean health. So stem cells are amazing, but you're obviously absolutely right. It's what they extract and how they stabilize it and how they deliver it. So,
well, how would your product compare to things like Skin Medica TNS, which is out there, which also claims to have like 110 different derived stem cell growth factor products? How does your product compare to that? Or how does someone look at these objectively and saying, well, what's better?
Right. Well, this is from point of origin. So this is like the pact from origin. Skin Medica is the fibroblasts from foreskin with the skin media.
That's right. We can say that on
the radio. We can say foreskin. This is a very...
they took little circumcised baby boy skin. Is that right?
Yeah, they do. And then they the conditioned
they
media...
They don't advertise that too much.
No, they don't, because then you're putting a foreskin on your face. But hey, if it gives you good skin, why not? So it's what they do is they take all those growth factors from the conditioned media. This is actually extracted from the actual stem cells. So it's very different.
And so from within the stem cells, it's extracted, not the medium that these cells are in a petri dish and they're growing and growing, and they tend to excrete these waste products. And along with the waste products, they excrete some juicy goodness.
Yeah.
That would be like, you know, one way of capturing some stem cell growth factor products. But this is different because you're going into into the lysed stem cells.
Yeah, that's what they do. And then, and you can extract it, but if you don't know how to stabilize it and have the proper delivery, it's not going to be useful either. So they have the whole process where they sonify it, micronize it, get it small enough that it can get into the skin, and it's stabilized in these nanospheres that are that stabilize and deliver the stem cell extract.
Yeah, so that's a very nice ancillary thing to do for your skin, to add another layer. I think if you're someone who's brand new starting out with good skincare, there's a lot of steps to do before stem cell growth factors. For example, the vitamin A's, the retinol, the retinoids. Those are going to be really great if you're a beginner with skincare, and also vitamin C, of course, and sunscreen, of course. But then later, as you've got all these things in your armamentarium, to add stem cell growth factors is really quite nice, and especially when your skin is becoming more mature, like in its 40s, I think that's the perfect timing.
It's also good. It's preventative, though, because, you know, they're this signaling protein, so they can tell like a UV damaged cell how to behave and how to perform. So they're actually preventative. So it's not a good thing. It's not a bad thing to use it a little earlier too. And we also have technology, the small molecule technology that doesn't have the stem cells. The scientists in Carlsbad, again, another proprietary patent, they examined 1,000 small molecules and found two that are specifically great at boosting elastin and collagen. So we have two products, an elastin booster and a molecular serum, that are very similar to retinol A, but with no cellular turnover. It's done internally. Mm-hmm. So there's no irritation, there's no redness, and we outperform retinol A. So that's a really cool product,
I want to see those studies, because a lot of times I don't get to see the white papers and the clinical research, but I want my patients to know for sure that I don't just read brochures. I also really like to look at the laboratory studies and analyze, like, has this been published anywhere, and what's the actual science behind it. So I hope you brought some of those.
Your packet's got lots of stuff, but the elastin booster technology I will send to you. It's about 50 pages, but it discusses all the CD4 receptors and all how they really kind of retarget it, the pathways.
Interesting.
And for the elastin and collagen, and that it does outperform it. And they're very active products. They don't have the stem cells, but they want it to have it as a component, just exactly what you said, to the stem cell technology, that this would be an ancillary thing that would be a great benefit to people of all ages.
Yeah, I think that our clients and patients out there don't realize exactly how challenging the skincare market is. And even for doctors, like, I myself really have to sit down and analyze these products when they come out before I recommend them to patients, because I know that there's so many out there and they're all making these amazing claims and they all sound great. But you really have to do your homework, because I personally want to make sure patients trust me, because I give advice that's sound and true.
Yeah.
And, so, I mean, I've heard of elastin, you know, elastin, which also is a stimulator of elasticity of the skin, just like you're talking about.
Yeah.
How does this product compare to that?
The elastin booster, or the A elastin, like the line?
The company called elastin that starts with an A.
Yeah. Well, I think the best way is to put it on your face, you know, go head to head on it. And that's what, you know, we...
Is that a different molecule, a whole different pathway?
Ours is proprietary, so it's patented. So I would have to, like, become familiar with theirs and look at theirs specifically. But ours, we're the only people doing this specific technology. Mm-hmm. And again, I've got like 50, 60 page studies on it. And the elastin booster is becoming one of our best sellers for the, you know, an aging client. It just deposits, assembles the elastin in a copper tripeptide, and we're having amazing results with that too. But the whole thing, it goes back to science. It goes back to the studies and how effective. And, you know, I always say that the scientists who are working on finding a cure for Parkinson's using these stem cells are also working on the skincare. So it's a biotech company. Mm-hmm. So the science is essential.
What company is it?
It's called International Stem Cell Corporation.
Oh, okay.
And we're in phase two clinical with for Parkinson's, and they're injecting the pluripotent stem cells into patients' brains for seizures and tremors.
Wow, how exciting.
So it's really an interesting, vibrant company. And the skincare is a great byproduct, and we're coming up with new things all the time. So the science is essential, and then it's essential you try it and you see.
You have to try it. I would love to try that elastin one.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to make sure that patients and clients who have questions about stem cells always do their research first and look for reputable companies just like yours. And I think that you guys are doing an amazing job. And you've been around now for quite a while. I knew of you when you first came out, and I've kept my eye on you.
Yeah.
And I know companies go through transitions. Did you at one point start selling over-the-counter to consumers too?
We have a retail line that's not under medical supervision. It doesn't have as much, you know, of the stem cells. So we have a retail line. The Pro Plus line is rolling into, you know, high-end dermatologists and plastic surgeons' offices. And, you know, we like to be a partner. It's really important to do education and come in and meet the clients. And I was just telling Joshua, the hardest working man I've ever met. He's such a great guy.
Josh will like to hear that.
I just did an education last week for a client that's mostly male-based, like actors and models. And it was so cool to go in and, you know, give them a little gift of purchase and talk to them about the line. And they were like hanging on every word. They, you know, they're being educated about their skincare because it's their career.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting. But yeah, the company is publicly traded. It does great. And the stuff that they're doing for degenerative diseases
is
pretty amazing. So you've got to know that the skincare and the science is going to be pretty great.
Yes. Well, on that note, I think it is your skin and you need to take steps to enhance it and preserve it. And after all, it's your vibrancy and your vitality that you're working on if you're taking good care of your skin. And if you're not taking good care of your skin, I'm sorry, but the collagen is going to break down. The elastin is going to stretch. It's going to become like last year's bathing suit where it loses its spring.
Yeah.
And there's no turning back the clock. So those of you who are not taking great care of your skin, think of small things you can do and start doing it, because it's so important to feel good. When you look in the mirror, after all, we are only human, and human nature, when you look good, you feel good. Yeah. You know, you have a good hair day, you have a great day.
Yeah, exactly.
So imagine if you have a great skin day, right?
Yeah. And it all comes back to that. I mean, you can have all the work done in the world, but if the skin is not happening, like, it's just basic ways to take care of it. And I believe in science. So it's important, and to get into a regimen to do it. And yeah, to do your research, absolutely, because there's so much out there. So that's why it's important for the scientific studies to have.
Well,
that.
Thanks again for coming in today.
Thank
I really appreciate
you
your time
me.
And your knowledge. And you sound like you know your stuff. So I'm excited to try your products.
Well, I had my own skincare line for 3 years that I sold on the Shopping Channel, actually.
Really?
So I've been obsessed with it for a while. Yeah, that was fun. Well, so this is a great company. I'm really excited to be with this company.
Well, thank you again.
Thank you. Thanks
so
much.
Okay, that's it for now, you guys. Stay beautiful.